out. Before we start this one, you're tuned to WLIW. We'll be back right after this.
For all your accounting needs, call Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. She has extensive experience with QuickBooks and Peachtree accounting programs and can help you get the most out of your accounting program. If you need financial statements, payroll, or have tax issues, she can help too. Visit her office at 2201 Main Street, Ubley from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Lori is also available to come to your place of business for an evaluation of your current accounting system. Just give Lori Messing a call at 989-658-8525. Good luck to the Ubley Bearcats from Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley.
Want the best deal on a prepaid cell phone? Thumb Cellular is shattering the competition's pricing with free $20 and $35 Fast Track prepaid cards. Right now, get an LG Rumor with slide-out QWERTY keyboard for just $15 and free activation. Other Thumb Cellular Fast Track phones are also available. Then purchase a $20 prepaid Fast Track card and you'll get another one free. That's 2 months of service for $20. Purchase a $35 prepaid Fast Track card and get two free. We're talking 3 months of service and thousands of minutes and texts for just $35. So this winter, save money on your prepaid service and step up to a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid phone with the clearest reception in the thumb, a $15 phone, and 3 months of service for just $35. But you better hurry. This is a limited time offer. See an authorized agent or any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Ram Truck Month in March. Test our mettle with special savings on the remaining 2011 Ram trucks. Save $8,100 on this 4x4 crew cab with a Hemi set up to tow. And save on another Ram with all kinds of great equipment with a special price savings of $7,658. Plus, we have a 4x4 white Jeep Grand Cherokee X package with leather. It's flat towable. Save $4,600. Only at Moore Motor Sales M81, just west of Carroll.
There's something everyone can do at a high school sporting event that can make the game more enjoyable. It's something that still allows for players and coaches to go all out in the pursuit of success. It's something that allows the fans to pump up the volume in supporting their team. At the same time, it's something that captures the essence of educational athletics and shows respect for all. What is it? It's sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bed Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bed Axe. Member FDIC.
Here we go, folks. 8 minutes are on the clock. Starting lineups are going through right now. Let's take you through them. First for Sandusky in the black jerseys with red trim. We have number 10, Justin Mills. Number 11, Philip Shifley. Number 12, Brandon Tucker. Number 20, Gage Frank. And number 32, Chase Bullis. On the court for Ubley, we have number 10, Nick Sweeney. Number 14, Austin Drake. Number 32, Gabe Messing. 34, Marshall Leifrant. And number 52, Josh White. John?
Hey, look, this is all academic right now. Let's get these kids out there and get them going. There's 8 minutes on the clock. Let's get after it.
All right, well, we're going to check with Ryan Brown, who's down on the sidelines. Ryan, what's the feel down there?
Both teams are extremely excited to get going. Ubley knows they got two games on Sandusky this year, but that doesn't mean anything right now to either team because it's a clean slate, and it's all about the district finals coming up here for guys.
Yes, sir. Whoever wins this one will take on Harbor Beach in the finals on Friday right here in Kasuni. The gym is nearing capacity, and both teams are on the court. Ubley in their white jerseys with orange sides, not in their orange jerseys, which we'd like to see.
Both schools have significant fan following. They have the student section in full force.
And we'd also like to welcome WMIC down there, Sandusky Station broadcasting us as well. So, both teams out there shaking hands right now. I dropped my pencil. This one should be interesting. Game number two, endurance run for us broadcasters here tonight.
In this game, Clark, the first 3 minutes are going to tell a lot.
I would agree so. Marshall Leiprand's going against number 12, Brandon Tucker, for the tip. Marshall Leiprand has him beat by about 4 inches. Probably will be going right to left across your radio. Sandusky left to right. And we're down here on the right side of your radio. And here we go. Both teams ready to go. And the tip is won by Ubley into the hands of Austin Drake over Nick Sweeney, left wing. We have begun game number two, district semifinals. Austin Drake, right wing, back up to Sweeney, top of the key. Back over to Drake, trying to feed it into Leiprand. Now Sweeney over to Gabe Messing in the left corner, back out to Sweeney, left corner. To Gabe Messing for the long two, it's up. This one's long, rebound 12, Tucker. Here comes Sandusky. No score yet, we played 25 seconds. Justin Mills over to number 20, Gage Spring. Over to number 32, Chase Bullock for three from the right wing. No good. Rebound, Leiprand, but can't hang on to it. Into the hands of number 11. But then Leiprand steals it back and gets it over to Josh White up to Sweeney across the timeline. 7:15 left. No score. Sandusky versus Ubley in Cassidy District semifinal. Leiprand has it right wing. Down to Josh White on the baseline on the right side. Picks up his dribble, feeds it across. To Nick Sweeney, off Austin Drake, now the left corner to Nick Sweeney. He dribbles out to the top of the key to Austin Drake, drives into the lane for two. The runner's good. Bounced around about three times before it fell. And Austin Drake strikes first for the Bearcats, makes it 2-0 over Sandusky. 6:45 to go in the first. Shifley back up to number 32, to Chase Bowles. Attempts the three, no good. Over to Austin Drake, drives in from the right side. Tries to feed Josh White, no good. Austin Drake gets it back in the right wing. Back to Sweeney for three, top of the key. This one's off the mark. Rebound number 12 for Sandusky. That's Brandon Tucker. Ball passes over to Gage Spring. Brings across midcourt. 6:20 to go. Still 2-0 Ubley. Gage Spring directing traffic out there. Over to Bullis, left wing. Over to Tucker, right wing. Going against Leiprand, over to number 10, Mills for three. This one's no good. Rebound, Austin Drake at the right post. Sweeney pushing it over to Josh White on the baseline right side. Turns, tries to shoot, puts it up. This one's no good. Rebound, put back by Marshall Leiprand. He has his first two of the night. It's now 4-0 Ubley over Sandusky. 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Sandusky yet to score. Ubley leading by four.
Ubley's playing a man-to-man, and it's pretty active.
Shifley drives in from the right side of the paint, goes in for the finger roll, and it's good. Shifley strikes first for the Redskins. Now 4-2. Sweeney across the timeline. Over to Drake, left wing. Down to Leiprand in the left corner. Being guarded by a much shorter Gage Frank. Goes up for the shot, tried to draw the foul, nothing there. Goes no good. Rebound number 10, Justin Mills. Cross midcourt, top of the key, drives down to the left side of the paint, kicks it out to the left corner. We have a loose ball grabbed by Gabe Messing. He brings it up for Ubley. He drives in from the left post, gets the runner to go, and there's a foul on his way up, so he's in line shooting two. Gabe Messing with the first free throws of tonight. First team foul on Sandusky. He's at the line, and the first foul is against number 32, Chase Bullis, his first. Messing's first free throw is up and good. They get 5-2, Ubley with a 3-point lead, an early command of this game.
Sandusky's playing a very live 2-1-2 zone on the defense. They just clear the rebound, ready to come up.
And in the hands of Justin Mills, walking it up the court. Now over to Gage, Philip Shifley across midcourt. Been guarded by Drake. Now top of the key is number 20, Gage Frank. Back over to Shifley. Drives into the left post, not much there, and we have a whistle. Looks like it's going to be against Ubley. Sandusky ball already thrown hoop. Fouls at number 52, Josh White, the big man for Ubley. His first, Ubley's first.
Clark, the Redskins have taken four shots, three from three-point land and one in a layup. And they've missed all shots from the three-point land.
And Gage Frank takes a three from the right wing. No good. Rebound, Josh White over to Leiprand.
Now that's four misses.
Sweeney at the right wing, dribbling, gets it knocked out of bounds by Sandusky. Shifley, probably ball, sideline out of bounds.
The point being is that they're just not